This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation's 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states and union territories of the country, including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. He also performed Shastra Puja at Sukna Cantonment, Darjeeling, on the occasion of Vijay Dashami and celebrated the festival with army jawans. He participated in traditional weapon worship or Shastra Puja in the Indian Army's 33 Corps headquarters. Defence Minister said this is a very old tradition of weapon worship on the occasion of Vijay Dashami. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme. The internship portal, launched on a pilot basis on the 3rd of this month by the government, will be open for registration by applicants today. The portal was opened for companies to post the opportunities. The government aims at providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024-25. It will be implemented through an online portal, pminternship.mca.gov.in. The total cost of the pilot project will be 800 crore rupees. The government aims to provide internships for 1 crore candidates in the age group of 21 to 24 years over a period of 5 years. The festival of Vijay Dashami or Dashera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravan, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijay Dashami. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that with the blessings of Ma Durga and Lord Sri Ram, people will achieve victory in every sphere of life. RSS Chief Dr. Mohan Bhagwat has lamented atrocities against women, saying the shameful and disgraceful incident at RG Kaur Hospital in Kolkata is a result of the nexus between crime and politics. Dr. Bhagwat was addressing the main function of Vijay Dashami in Nagpur this morning to mark the 99th foundation day of the Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh. He also underlined the need for inculcation of cultural values from educational institutions. He said the vulgarity spreading on some OTT platforms is responsible for the degradation of cultural values and it needs to be controlled by law under the legal setup. While commenting on the recent situation in neighbouring Bangladesh, Dr. Bhagwat said the radical ideology in Bangladesh created insecurity not only for the Hindus but also for the minorities living there. The Income Tax Department has collected over 13,57,000 crore rupees as direct tax for the financial year 2024-25 so far. The collection includes personal income tax of over 7 lakh crore rupees and corporate tax of over 6 lakh crore rupees. The department has also issued refunds of over 2,31,000 crore rupees till yesterday. A high-level inquiry has been ordered into the train accident that took place at Kavarapette near Gumdi Pundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway last night. Mysore Darbhanga Bagmati Express was passing Panyeri when the train rammed into a stationary goods train. Though there were no casualties, 16 passengers were injured in the accident and are under treatment in various hospitals. The general manager of Southern Railway said the reason for the accident will be ascertained after the high-level committee submits the outcome of the inquiry. He said restoration work is being carried on in full swing, though it might take more than 10 hours. The Railway Safety Commissioner also inspected the spot and is reviewing the situation. All the trains passing through Andhra have been diverted. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has issued yellow alert in 8 districts of Kerala today, indicating the possibility of isolated heavy rainfall. The weather office said light to medium rainfall is very likely in the remaining 8 districts in Lakshadweep. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 international in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.